You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Ow, baby! Getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake, playing the platters that matter and making them splatter like pancake batter. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine, doing my best to keep it clean. Ooh. And this is another hour of stone cold rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn out walking shoes. 1940s and 50s R&B, the juke in the back. And a very special juke as we pay our respects, a tribute to the late great Art Roop, who passed away on the 15th of April at the age of 104. He was the owner and force behind Specialty Records, one of the most important and influential labels of the rhythm and blues and rock and roll era. If you asked Art about Specialty Records, he would likely respond with a puzzled look, wondering why you weren't asking about his more profitable businesses in gas and oil. He was quite the entrepreneur as a publisher, a producer, a lover of music. Art Roop was one of the true record men of the 1940s that had a vision. He saw that ethnic, hillbilly, rhythm and blues, blues and gospel records were selling, but the major labels weren't paying that much attention to them. So he and a handful of other entrepreneurs of the era, like the Messner brothers over at Aladdin Records, Ahmet Erdogan and Herb Abramson at Atlantic, the Bahari brothers at RPM, Leon Rene at Exclusive and Excelsior, Lou Chud at Imperial, they all started their own record labels to try and cash in on this new music. Art Roop was a businessman, but he also did care about the music. He was a true lover of gospel music. Now this is the beginning of three parts on Art Roop's Specialty Records. Art first started with Atlas Records, then formed his own label, Jukebox Records, in 1945, and Jukebox would eventually change its name to Specialty in 47. Now, we'll get into Art's story in just a minute, but let's kick off part one of our three-part series on Art Roop's Specialty Records with the very first release on the Jukebox label, Boogie Number One by the Sepia Tones. Now, Art didn't have much money to invest in this first release, so he was searching the clubs around Central Avenue in Los Angeles and found a young group calling themselves the Sepia Tones. And he noticed that many of the hit records of the time had Boogie or Boogie Woogie in the title. So he named their first record Boogie Number One. Here's Jukebox Records, which would soon be renamed Specialty Records, with their very first release, the Sepia Tones and Boogie Number One. The Sepia Tones with Boogie Number 1, 1945 Jukebox Records. Now that song wasn't a hit, but it did sell close to 70,000 copies, providing label owner Art Roop with enough money to get a couple of more acts. He used that money wisely and signed up a gal named Marion Abernathy, whom he dubbed the Blues Woman. He also grabbed Roosevelt Sykes, who had had several hits for the Bluebird label, and dubbed him the Blues Man. But his greatest asset of all was signing Roy Milton and his Solid Senders. They would prove to be a hit powerhouse for the specialty label over the next couple of years. Before we get into those records, let's talk a little bit about Art Roop, who was born Arthur Goldberg in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, on September 5th, 1917. He developed his love for music through encouragement from his mother and from his visits to a local Baptist church, where he absorbed African-American song and culture. In 1939, Art Goldberg and a couple of pals cut out for Hollywood. They wanted to make it in the entertainment business. Art's first stab at entertainment was to try and get into movie production. After finding that very difficult, he looked around for another part of the entertainment business that he might succeed in. He found there was a cottage industry in independent record production. He also observed, as other record label owners would in the future, that there was money to be made in ethnic and race records. This was a market that was not being serviced well by the major labels, Columbia, Victor, and Decca. Art Goldberg changed his name to Art Roop, met a guy named Bob Sherman, and together they formed Atlas Records. At one time, Atlas had Nat King Cole, Frankie Lane, and Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, all signed to the label. But neither one of those acts had a hit on the Atlas label. The record company soon folded, and Art was out his investment money. He had learned what to do and what not to do with a record label. So he took his remaining savings and founded a new label called Jukebox Records. Let's hear a few more of those early Jukebox releases. This next one was a hit in March of 1946 for a woman named Marion Abernathy, whom Art Roop dubbed the Blues Woman. Here is Voit Voit as we celebrate the birth of specialty records on The Juke in the Back.
All the time. one. No other man can boogie like I like my boogie done.
My baby owns an ice cream freezer. She lets me put my milk in her cane. My baby owns an ice cream freezer. She lets me put my milk in her cane. Vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. Some people crave vanilla and strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. When I put my spoon in her freezer, it fits like a rubber glove.
Roosevelt Sykes, printed on the label as The Blues Man, tossing those double entendres out at you, baby. Ice Cream Freezer. Now, Roosevelt Sykes had just come off a huge hit for the Bluebird label, a big number one smash in February of 1945 called I Wonder. That song, Ice Cream Freezer, was recorded for Art in September of 46 and released on the Jukebox label. This next group began recording for Art Group while Specialty Records was still called Jukebox Records. They would be his biggest act of the 1940s, Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, featuring the amazing Camille Howard on piano. We'll hear a lot more about her coming up later on in the show. Art Group wanted to get a big band sound out of this small combo, so they worked very, very hard on the arrangements to try and get the biggest sound out of the fewest players possible. Two hits came out of Roy Milton's first session, held on December 22nd, 1945, at Radio Recorder Studio in Hollywood, California. We'll start out with his first hit, which hit number two on the R&B lists in April of 1946, R.M. Blues. Then we'll move into his big number four smash from December of 46, Milton Boogie. It's Roy Milton and his Solid Senders on the Specialty Records edition of The Juke in the Back.
Mm-hmm. Why did you break my heart? Why, oh why? Why did you break my heart? If you didn't want me, baby, why did you have to start?
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Scott Moeller, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Cause it rocks. Yes, we're playing this boogie, and we're playing it because it rocks. Yes, we're playing this boogie, and we're playing it for the Bobby Top.
Joe Lutcher and his Society Cats from 1948. Why was his group called the Society Cats? Because they were the house band at the club Cafe Society. By 1948, when that record was released, Jukebox Records had officially changed their name to Specialty Records. Joe Lutcher was the younger brother of Nellie Lutcher, who scored several hits in the 1940s, including the classic Fine Brown Frame in 1948. They were both from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Joe traveled to the West Coast in the early 40s to meet up with his sister Nellie, who had moved out there in the mid-1930s. Joe played alto saxophone on that song and sang the 15-second vocal on Rockin' Boogie. I guess Art Roop still believed he had to put the word boogie in the title of his songs in order to have a hit record. Up next, we have a cat from Oklahoma, Jimmy Liggins, the little brother of rhythm and blues superstar Joe Liggins. Jimmy began as a boxer, but quit boxing in order to drive his brother Joe's group, the Honey Drippers, around from gig to gig. Joe scored an enormous smash in 1945 with the Honey Dripper. His little brother Jimmy decided to get in on the act, and in 1947 formed his own group called the Drops of Joy, playing off his brother's group, the Honey Drippers, and signed with Art Roop at Specialty Records. These next two records come from a session from December of 1947 that not only yielded a hit record, but also a very influential one. We'll begin with Teardrop Blues, which rose to number 7 on the race charts in July of 1948. And then we'll flip it over. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Specialty Record Story Part 1 on The Juke in the Back.
Falling, baby, deep down in my heart I'm sad. my heart I'm sad. I'm a long ways from you, darling. Baby, news from you would make me glad. Teardrops in my consolation, baby. They seem to know what I have to say. Yes, teardrops in my consolation, baby. They seem to know what I have to say. My poor heart keeps on crying. Baby, you so far, far away. Falling, baby, until you come back home. No, teardrops won't stop falling, baby, darling, until you come back home. My poor heart keeps on crying. Why did you have to roam? I had to have a boogie with the woogie wouldn't wait. Bought me a long black cap like eight. It's all reeked, solid streamlined. I'll joy jumping Cadillacs on time. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Ugh, 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 ugh. Look out, gate, don't be late. This roving cat's got a Cadillac eight. Air foam cushions and a modern design. V8 motor body Fleetwood line. He's rolling, Jack, making time. That cat's purring, got eight kittens crying. It's the Cadillac boogie. Yeah, it's the Cadillac boogie. It's the Cadillac boogie. Boogie woogie rolling along. Around town and want to make a date. Get you a long black Cadillac 8. Get to cruising, boy. Fall on the scene. Gals will start jumping, your money will be green. That's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Now that you have dug this Cadillac gate, help Cat Daddy don't miss no dates. Traveling man, curving ground, picking up all the fine chicks in town. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Roll the boogie!
Jimmy Liggins and his Drops of Joy from 1948, Cadillac Boogie. That was the flip side of Teardrop Boogie, which was a top 10 R&B hit in the summer of 1948. But when you look back on history, it was Cadillac Boogie that was the more influential tune. I say this because if you listen closely to Cadillac Boogie, the beat, the rhythm, and even the subject matter would later be copped by Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm with Jackie Brenston and renamed Rocket 88. It's true, both songs are about cars, and if you listen real closely, Ike Turner's band was just riffing off Jimmy Liggins' Cadillac Boogie. Music historian Billy Vera has even gone as far as to say that that was the first rock and roll record. Now, I'm not going to get into any of that with you right now, cats and kittens, but let's just say it's one of many songs that could indeed be listed as the first rock and roll record. Now, while Jimmy Liggins was recording for Specialty, his older brother and pianist Joe Liggins was still recording for the Exclusive label. But in 1950, Joe would join his brother Jimmy on Specialty. We'll hear from Joe Liggins a little later on in the show. Now let's move into a true but highly underrated talent, pianist, singer, Camille Howard. She was born in Galveston, Texas, in March of 1914, and moved to the West Coast in the early 1940s, where she began as pianist for Roy Milton's Solid Senders. She was so good that from time to time she was the featured performer in the Solid Senders, as well as the occasional vocalist. Art Rupe noticed her talent and started putting out solo records from Camille Howard. We're going to hear both sides of her first hit from May of 1948. We'll start with Extemporaneous Boogie, which hit number 7, and then its flip side, You Don't Love Me, which also charted. It went to number 12. You Don't Love Me might sound familiar because it played off the riff of Paul Gayton's 1947 hit, True. We lost Camille Howard back in 1993. Here she is at the peak of her talent on The Juke in the Back.
Everybody knows I'm crazy.
much I love you, I love you, I love you, darling. Oh, well, I guess that's all there is to tell. Except that this is, you know well, you don't love me.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring specialty records on the Juke in the Back, I thought we'd take the most successful specialty act from the 1940s, Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, and present another record by them, which was recorded on December 31st, 1947. The last possible day you could record musicians before the powerful Musicians Union strike of January 1st, 1948. That's why in 1948, the only music that could be recorded then was a cappella groups. That's one of the reasons why you have a cappella songs with very light accompaniment by a guitar rise in popularity in 1948. But labels like Specialty and Atlantic had stocked up on recordings right before the strike, so as 1948 wore on, they continued to release new songs. Here's Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, a big number 8 record from 1948, with Keep a Dollar in Your Pocket, this week's Great 78.
One thing you ought to know, you ain't nowhere if you ain't got no dough. So keep a dollar in your pocket. Yes, keep a dollar in your pocket. Cause you'll find in the end, a dollar is your very best friend. Let them call you the stingiest man in town, but you'll have a dollar when the deal goes down. So keep a dollar in your pocket. Yes, keep a dollar in your pocket. Cause you'll find in the end, a dollar is your very best friend. Now when you ask someone to let you have a little dough, they'll say, well, I'm sorry, but that just means no. Keep a dollar in your pocket. Yes, keep a dollar in your pocket. Cause you'll find in the end, a dollar is your very best friend. What you want, and you can say what you choose, but if you don't want to sing those depression blues, keep a dollar in your pocket. Yes, keep a dollar in your pocket, and you will find in the end that a dollar is your very best friend.
Hoy, 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 good juke and a back. And with the Master Cat, do 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 do.
Mm-hmm. city. Nothing never worried me. When I was in your city, nothing never worried me. Because I had plenty of money and everything a poor man needs. When you got money, you can have everyone in town. When you got money, you can have everyone in town. If you don't have no money, no woman don't want you around.
Maceo Merriweather from 1949, Big City Blues, one of Specialty Records' great blues recordings. That was recorded in Chicago in 49, and features not only Maceo Merriweather singing lead and playing great Chicago blues piano on that number, but also Tampa Red is playing guitar on that, and Odie Payne is on the drums. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week, we're featuring part one of a multi-part series on Specialty Records. This week, I'm featuring the very beginnings of the label, from 1945 to 1950. Let's hear another smash from Specialty's most successful artist of the 1940s, Roy Milton and his group, The Solid Senders. This one hit number 3 on the R&B lists in 1948. Here's Hop, Skip, Jump on the Juke in the Back.
I dreamed of heaven, saw my baby there. I dreamed of heaven, saw my baby there. Cold black wavy hair. Hoy, hoy, hop. Hoy, hoy, skip. Now jump. My baby's kisses taste like cherry pie. Kisses taste like cherry pie. Gonna love my baby until the day I die. Hoy, hoy, hop. Hoy, hoy, skip. Now jump. Yes, I'm as happy and happy. She's so sweet to me. Hoy, hoy, hop. Hoy, hoy, skip. Now jump.
the hips, smile your lips, stamp your feet, flash your eyes at the guys who you with. It's fiesta in old Mexico. Clap the hand, do not stand like the gringo. Click the heel, make you feel like you single. Toss the head, jump in air like flamingo. It's fiesta in old Mexico. Then you fill up the glass with the wino. Anto moles, tortillo, you will dino. But dessert still a kiss, you'll feel fino. They do this in old Mexico. Then you go for a walk beneath the moon. On a tropical night neath the June. And you do what we call the big spooner. It's fiesta in old Mexico. Ow, ow.
Rag my,
Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with Rag Mop from the beginning of 1950, a song he took to number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts. The Ames Brothers would score a number 1 hit on the pop side of things with Rag Mop. And Joe, who had been recording over on Leon Renee's exclusive label, finally made it over to join his little brother Jimmy on Specialty Records. Before that, we heard Camille Howard with Fiesta in Mexico. What a cool song. Record buyers of 1949 thought so as well, and they made that number 12 on the rhythm and blues lists. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part one of our three-part series honoring the late, great Art Roop and his label, Specialty Records. We lost Art on April 15th at the age of 104. Next week, we'll explore more as Specialty Records really hits its stride and signs acts like Marvin Phillips, Jesse Belvin, Little Richard, and the gospel group The Soul Stirrers. So don't miss it, cats and kittens. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Now let's close down part one of Specialty Records with a monster of a hit. Another one for Joe Liggins. This song, Pink Champagne, went to number one for 13 solid weeks in 1950. It was Joe's first number one since 1945, when the Honey Dripper dominated the charts. It was also Specialty Records' first number one as a label. So get ready, baby, because we're about to uncork it. Here's Pink Champagne, Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers, closing down the Juke in the Back. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.